How do you feel going in the back?
Got momentum going, you know, and happy where we finished up on Sunday. And, you know, for us, we got to get a little bit of rest and, you know, mentally prepare ourselves to come back here and finish the season up strong. So we're going to take this time off, you know, visit our families, visit our friends, and just take some downtime.
How important is it to unplug a little bit? Not so much physically, you know, obviously you don't want to get too far away from that, but mentally maybe get home, see some friends, see some family, that kind of thing. Get away from this for a couple of days.
It's good. I think it's always good to just clear your head a little bit. We've been at it hard for, 9 weeks now. So for us, it's been a little bit long. But, you know, there's still a lot of football left to be played, so we can't completely check out of it. We just have to go and, you know, get this downtime and, you know, just take some time to rest and relax.
Will you completely not think about football? Will you there be the time maybe Friday or Saturday when you start thinking about it again?
I mean, I won't ever, you know, completely stop thinking about it. I always have my, you know, my playbook and my iPad with me. But besides that, I mean, I'm really just going to take some time to just get away and relax. So I think that's much needed, and I think that's what everybody on this team really needs, because once we come back on Monday or Tuesday, you know, whatever that day is, we're going to be back at it. So we're just going to take this downtime and enjoy that, you know, just take and just enjoy this freedom a little bit.
Looking back at the game Sunday, was it as impressive in retrospect as it was the day that it happened for the offense?
I think we play well as a unit, you know, and to go out there and put up 55 points, we were doing something right and a lot of things right, but that doesn't mean we were perfect. And so for us, I think this is something that we have to build on. We show flashes of what we can do and how good we can be, but that doesn't say anything for the upcoming weeks. I mean, we've got some opponents who are going to try to, you know, defend us and shut us down, and coming back with Carolina, that's not a team that's going to lay down anybody. So for us, we just have to, you know, enjoy the win. But we're going to sit on it and be thankful for it. But we're going to have to move on from this. So I think for us, it was definitely a step in the right direction.
Troy Polamalu made a great play on you to force a fumble. How did it make you feel that the coaching staff had the confidence to keep you in the game? Because in past games, they kind of sat you on the bench.
I mean, the ball was on the ground. And that was definitely the low of my night for sure. But I mean, for the coaches to stick with me and ride it out, it said a lot. And, you know, I think my team, really, you know, everybody's made their mistakes at different times. And that's something I've had to work on and focus on, you know, since I've been here. But for me, I just couldn't hang my head. It wasn't a time for me to hang my head. It was a time for me to go out there and try to close that game out, because that's what our team needed me to do. And that's really what I did. I just leaned on my offensive line. And they had made some creases in there for me the whole night. And that was a tough defense that we went against. So I hated it. I mean, and like I said, it made me sick. But I really think that it motivated me more to go out there and finish the game strong.
Is this how the offense can operate kind of at its fullest with the running game doing what it did in the passing game as well, that kind of balance?
Like I said, 55 points is a lot, however we get them, you know, through the ground or through the air. But for us, it was, once again, another balanced attack. And I've said that all year. You know, when we run the ground, when we run the ball on the ground, Tom always goes out there and does, you know, great work through the air. And these receivers are making some catches. They're also blocking downfield. I think we're just playing team ball. And, I mean, it's coming back around. I mean, people are getting healthy. And some of our key players are coming back. So I'm liking the direction that we're going, but we still have a lot of work to do, and we still have to keep improving.
Obviously, you guys seem roundly happy about, you know, the time off to get your body refreshed. But is there any part of you that, you know, running really well, 6 touchdowns in the past 4 weeks, thinking, hey, you know, I want to keep going? I wish we're playing again on Sunday.
Absolutely, man. I try to go out there every week and light it up. So to have a good game and finally get over that 100-yard mark was something I've been searching for all year. But I'm trying to go out there and repeat it. So, I mean, it's not any time to lay down or be, you know, too happy and look for the confetti to fall or anything just yet. I just have to keep grinding it out. And I know those boys up front are going to work for me. And this offense is really, you know, rolling in the right direction. So I'd be lying if I said we weren't flying high going into the bye week. But that means nothing, because come back and some opponents that are trying to look to take us down. So we're just going to have to keep it pushing and keep it going.